Interior miners aren't happy with changes proposed to federal permits for small-scale placer operations that impact water resources, including wetlands. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, dozens attended an Army Corps of Engineers public meeting in Fairbanks last week on the proposals.
Roger Burgraff of Fairbanks has been in the mining business for 40 years and says he's witnessed a regulatory trend that's forcing out mom-and-pop placer operators.
It's a small miner is an endangered species.
Burgraff laments the demise he blames on expanding and increasingly complex environmental regulations and paperwork.
You know, they are required to do the same thing that the big mining companies do, and they don't have the resources or the technical ability to fill out permits.
Burgraff points to legal interpretations of the Clean Water Act that have expanded the definition of wetlands, resulting in more regulation of mining in wet areas that cover much of the interior. Army Corps of Engineers regulatory specialist Deb McAtee says the proposed permitting system reflects court rulings.
Clean Water Act and all the lawsuits has changed quite a bit over the years, so we're just trying to get the miners back kind of up step closer to meeting the regulations.
The proposed new permits cover smaller areas, focus on wetlands, and require more specialized reclamation. Army Corps Project Manager Leslie Tose points to a 2008 mitigation rule that's being rolled into the permit.
So we're hoping that we can work with people to help them just tweak their reclamation a little bit so that they can maybe control their erosion a little better or get back some wetlands on their sites. And they would be very different kind of wetlands than what were there before. We're not asking people to restore black spruce.
Tose says miners would also be required to better document their sites and work with photos. The proposed new permit, which is out for public comment, did not sit well with most miners at the meeting, but Casey Post, who's mined north of Fairbanks for 5 years, expressed mixed feelings.
It's just keeping everything in line with their rules. And no, I don't like all of the rules.
Post attributes some of the negativity about the proposed new permit to misinformation that's been rumored around, but adds wetlands reclamation can be a big deal.
These guys talk about stream diversions. I don't have to do that, but that's like months and months of work where you're not making any money. It's simply expenditures, right?
Post, one of the younger people at the meeting, says he understands the frustration of longtime miners, but considers permits and regulatory compliance just another part of the business.
I've only been at this for 5 years, so I don't have a backpack full of expectations. And so I'm just trying to play by their rules.
Those rules are blamed by old-timers like Roger Burgraff for quashing the kind of pioneering people he credits with making Alaska what it is today.
The small miner that had the enterprising spirit to come in and build a country, and that's being destroyed by the federal government now.
Burgraff does not blame the Army Corps of Engineers, which he says is trying to craft a workable placer permit, but has to meet constraints coming from above. The Corps' Tose is optimistic despite initial negative sentiment.
Very often they're kind of cranky when they first start talking to us, and they have a lot of words that are red herring words that they'll react to. And once we sit down and start talking to them, we can say, well, our intention wasn't this. Maybe we used the wrong word. What we're really hoping for is this, and how can we get there?
Tose says timing of the proposed permit rollout is not ideal because miners are busy during the summer. She says the public comment period will be extended to provide more off-season time for feedback. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.